It's not about our emotions and our feelings, it's about the truth. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, Making Every Day Count. I'm actually away at the moment, so therefore it's only a recording this week, not a video, apologies. I'm just at a leadership conference, spending time learning, which is a great break from always teaching, so that's a good lesson for everyone to always grow, always learn. It's really, really a wonderful thing. But I wanted to continue on. We were going through the layers of the soul. So at least to do something brief, not to miss a week. So the first 2 weeks, we talked about the two primary emotions of the soul, chesed and gevura. So chesed is all about giving, connecting, expanding, whereas gevura is more about retracting, holding back, rejecting. And we talked about last week how sometimes that's also important. There's good chesed and bad chesed, good gevura and bad gevura. So even kindness can sometimes be bad when it's misplaced. Kindness to tolerance, for example, for evil, kindness to people that might hurt them and so on. And of course, gevura, aggression, rejection is all bad, but sometimes firmness and discipline is so important. But today I wanted to talk about the third one, which is called Tiferet. Tiferet means beauty, harmony. And it's essentially the synthesis and the coming together of Chesed and Gevura. It's not just about balance, it's about using both together. And it's called Tiferet beauty because the harmony, because we harmonize both things together, but also it's called beauty because beauty sometimes is a product of many things coming together. Kabbalah gives an example of a garment. Sometimes a one-colored garment can be very elegant, but a garment which has multi-colors, which blend beautifully together, is still, is actually produces a beauty and elegance which is far greater than just a one-dimension or a one-color thing. So, obviously this is a long discussion, but I wanted to sort of briefly give you an example. And what Tiferet is, because Tiferet is about coming from a very deep place in one's soul. You see, whenever something happens, there's stimulus and response. So something's happened, then there's a way we respond to it. And very often the way we respond to it is by expressing our natural emotional disposition. So if someone makes us angry, we'll just scream because that's what we're feeling. If we're a chesed person and someone asks us something, we'll just do it because we can't say no, because we're just a kind person. If we're a gevura person, sometimes we'll just be very disciplined or we'll respond with precision, or sometimes negatively respond with aggression because we're just gevura people. So I want to just give you a very, very simplistic analogy. Obviously, this is more complex than this, but imagine you're walking down the street and someone who's clearly homeless or poverty-stricken approaches you and asks you, says, I'm very hungry and I'm asking you for money. And there's a reasonable suspicion that that money might be used for substance abuse or something negative for them. The chesed person, the one whose natural personality is just to give and always hard to say no, will be overcome by a certain level of guilt or just doesn't have the strength to say no. We'll take out $20 or $10 and give it to that person. The gevura person, who has no problem rejecting, who has no problem being firm, will just say absolutely not. But both people are responding in the context of their disposition, their personality skills, their personality structure. So really what they're doing is responding and projecting themselves, broadcasting themselves. Tiferet is about the ability to step back and to say, no, it's not about me. It's about what's right. It's about what's effective. It's about what the right thing to do is. So Tiferet person will say to the person, I can see you're hungry. I'm not going to give you money, but come, let's go across the street to the store and I'll buy you a sandwich. So there's both chesed and gevura coming together, but it's not just about the two things coming together. It's about the ability to put oneself aside. That's why Tiferet actually comes from a very deep place in the soul, we are taught in Kabbalah. It's about looking what is the right thing to do, not about what I want to do. It's the same thing with parenting, same thing with conversation, the same thing with relationships. It's about sometimes a child can behave in a certain way. If we're a very weak, if we're a chesed person's heart to do anything about it, for a good person will just be extremely harsh and firm. But it's not about us. And this is why parenting or relationships in general is such a journey of personal growth, because it's really about thinking, this is not about me. Let me see what is the effective thing, what's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to love this child, even though they are being very, very obnoxious, but at the same time to put boundaries and to be firm. It can happen all at the same time, because it's not about what I want. It's not even about what my natural disposition is. It's about doing what is right. And that's what Tiferet is, and that's why in the Omer, we work on fine-tuning a chesed to be selfless chesed, gevura to be selfless gevura, but at the same time, it's more than that. We go deeply and we learn to access the part of our neshama, which is very, not about us, which is actually selfless. It's about connected. It's godly. It's about connecting to an infinite potential. It's about connecting to something higher than us. And then applying what is correct. So this is something that needs really reflection. So I want you to, wherever you are, to just relax and remove distractions, perhaps close your eyes and become aware. Turn your attention to your breathing, as we often do. Breathing in and out. Feeling each breath, feeling each moment. Breathing deeply, feel the air filling your lungs. Breathe out, feeling the sensation of letting go. In and out. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. I want you to try deep breathing, breathing in and holding it, and then slowly breathing out. So breathe in, hold, 2, 3, slowly breathe out. In, hold, 2, 3, slowly out. Breathing in deeply, connecting to your depth, your inner essence. Because we know that breath, neshima, in Hebrew is the same word as neshama. Every breath is an expression of the soul. Every breath, think of your soul, think of your neshama, connect to it. Breathing deeply and think about the depth of your soul, the core essence of your neshama. Not the layers of your personality, the external layers, but the depth, the core. At the very essence of your being is a godly spark. Your path to connecting with the infinite, with the godliness within you. With that which is greater than yourself. Feel that surrender. Connect and surrender to something bigger than you. So that when something happens, we don't respond impulsively, but we dig deeper. What is the moral response? What is the godly response? Respond with truth. morality, godliness, tiferet, bringing together, chesed and gevura, wherever necessary. Doing things that are hard for us, bigger than us, but expressing the depth of our neshama. So that's something to bear in mind, that when things happen and we need to pause and say, it's not about me, what is the right thing? It's a hard job, it takes self-growth and personal refinement, but we take small steps and we try to grow. Have a great day.